This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Stephan presenting a good day with the DJV gang. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen are here. Jennifer's taking care of her mom, so that'll be, we'll hold a good thought. She'll be fine and dandy. Here we are to stop the confusion in your mind. If you have decreased alertness, this is the prescription for those of you who have that serious malady of a lazy brain. There are a lot of people around the country who listen and learn. Happy to have that. This is not like this is not the lecture of the airways, but there are things that stimulate us, and therefore we hope you're stimulated by our conversation. For example, this summer, those of you who love to travel, go on vacation, the bad news is you're going to pay an average of 14% more for gasoline.
That's a huge increase.
14% higher than last summer. Average around the country will be $2.74, according to the AAA. Price of oil has climbed because of efforts by OPEC and Russia to increase the cost of crude oil. Went up 3.5% this week to $71 a barrel. But remember, when we were at the height of the problem, 2008-2009, it was $1.60, $160 for a barrel of oil. It's now half that. So at the height, this is how badly you're getting abused by the oil companies. At the height of the problem, the average around America was about a buck more than that. Around $3.75 was the average. I remember we were paying $4 in California for gasoline. It's now about a buck less than that. But if it's half as expensive to buy a barrel of oil, why isn't the price half what it was during the height of the problem? And you understand why oil stocks are as valuable as they are? Because for whatever the reason, once you start paying X amount and it goes down by any amount, you feel, oh, wow, that's good. The price of gasoline is coming down. It's never gone back to where it was the last time. It was $50. I think at some points last year, wasn't it $40-something dollars a barrel? It was down that far.
I don't remember the barrel prices, but I always just go by what it is, you know.
Yeah.
Right, well, you're weird.
I am weird, thank you.
Most people don't care about what it is.
This is
pump.
Why this program eliminates confusion and increases alertness. I want you to know why it costs $2.74 a gallon or why it ought not to cost $2.74 a gallon using some reasoning. I'm reasoning that if it cost $49
well,
a barrel.
Right now, right?
Yeah, right.
I think as of this week, it was $2.74. So that's so you're going to add 14% on top of that.
Yeah. So that's like 40 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
More.
That's a lot. That's a big increase.
That's ridiculous. Now, you can say if you travel a lot, you go to Europe, and the price of gasoline is twice there what it is here.
Some of
that is taxes. Some of it is that it's more difficult to get refineries working, and so they have to haul the stuff around, transportation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
When we rented a car in January in Ireland, we got a huge sticker price.
Sticker shock
when we filled up the rental car right before we returned it.
Yeah.
It was a diesel car that we had, which I've never driven before, but I always assumed diesel was cheaper. But I guess it's not. It's just more efficient on mileage.
It used to be cheaper.
It was about 70 euros for us to fill up the tank.
Okay. So this is another ripoff. Now that you've hit that button with me, I'll explain how that works, too. Diesel fuel. Remember, we were talking last week about the pipeline and the leak, and the stuff that comes out of it is just like grease. Because oil, when it comes out of the ground, is not like the oil you put in your crankcase. That's refined. There are various steps of refinement. And the more you refine it,
when it comes out of the ground.
It is. It's exactly what it's like. It's like tar. With the stuff they use on the roadway, that's what they use in asphalt. They use basically crude bunker oil that comes out of the ground. That's what asphalt is made from. Anyway, so in terms of the refinery process, we have all different grades of oil, engine oil and various thicknesses. You have transmission oil. You have power steering fluid. You have lots of different oils that come from the level of refinement. The highest level of refinement is gasoline. And so if you take it a step down, diesel fuel and heating oil and jet fuel, all the same thing. It's less of a process, but because the need has increased, it's all supply and demand. That's all this is, Victoria. Diesel cars are more popular. There are more diesel engines being used. Even my generator, a little diesel engine. It's all because they're more efficient. They run better when they're hot. They use less fuel, and they are more efficient. But because of that, not because it costs less. By right, it used to be this way, that diesel fuel and home heating oil cost 30-40% less than gasoline. I remember used to be able to buying gasoline for $2 a gallon. We were paying $1.40 for a gallon of diesel fuel or heating oil. I use diesel in my tractors. Heating oil, jet fuel, it's all less expensive. But now because of demand, and they're not producing, well, they say they aren't producing anymore, but they obviously have to meet the demand. But they still psychologically say, oh, we have more people want it, so it's going to cost us more to do it, which is the biggest load of horse manure coming down the pike. It's just another way the oil companies have of gouging the living hell out of you. That's all it is. Pure and simple. But they do run, the engine itself runs more efficiently. Diesel engines have much more torque to them, much better, more efficient in terms of what comes out of the tailpipe. But anyway, so there's your lesson for today, boys and girls. Speaking of lessons in boys and girls, a Pennsylvania school district says it's going to arm 500 of its school teachers with baseball bats. This is in response to the Florida school shooting. How's this going to work? This is Mill Creek School District. They've organized a training day on how to respond to a potential shooting with a 16-inch bat.
Yeah, they're little mini bats, so if someone shoots at you, you just use the bat to bat it away, right? It's like baseball.
Yeah, like
you're bat the bullet away.
Yeah, you just hit the bullet, right?
Like Wonder Woman.
Right.
Yep.
No, well, it's very Star Wars, right? It's like a lightsaber.
It is.
Only a little less efficient, I think.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, like, if someone shoots at you, you know, you can just defend yourself with your little 16-inch bat.
All right, I think we all have the same eyebrow-raising opinion of this, but the district superintendent says that they're primarily symbolic and a last resort, an option, something people want to be aware of. So if you put that bat next to your desk in the classroom and somebody comes into your classroom and has a gun, they're going to see that bat and run away.
And it's, you know, with all these stories around the country of teachers going on strike looking for a raise and lack of school supplies and new books and things like that, they spent $1,800 on these little bats. Play bats. Yeah. This is still not as weird, though, as I forget where it is, the other school district that has buckets with river rocks in them.
Yeah.
That's actually a real thing. I had to Google that 3 times because I thought it was fake news. It's actually a real thing.
There you go.
I'm not sure what that's supposed to be.
I had told you that, you would have thought it was fake news right away. You'd have said, there he is making stuff up again.
100%.
Is the point of that to throw stones? I honestly feel like throwing stones at someone, though, might be more efficient than just having a little mini baseball bat sitting on your desk. I mean, if it's only symbolic, what's
sticks
the point of
stones.
Having it? You may as well,
You
may as well just throw your stapler at someone if you've got that on your desk or an apple or something like that.
Your cheese sandwich.
I don't know how many teachers have cheese sandwiches on their desk, but if they do have one,
apples.
Then sure.
Throw apples. People bring apples to the teachers still, don't they?
Uh-huh. Probably.
Throw an apple at them.
Maybe.
Yeah. 15 past the hour. Let's have a good night's rest. Everybody waking up, unless you're listening in Guam on K57, where it is at the moment. Where are we? Let's see what time is it. 10:15 at night in Guam. So you may be getting, this probably is more important for you right now, those of you who are listening over there to preparing to go to bed, need a good pillow. Have you got your MyPillow over there? MyPillow goes to Guam. MyPillow goes everywhere. You can order My Pillows. Get the 4-pack for 50% off at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't wait. Act fast. Get yours now. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. End 6/23/18.
Your love of your RV drove you to the Grand Canyon. And your love of the Grand Canyon drove you to the gift shop, where you overdid it just a little. Guess who's getting an I Heart the Grand Canyon t-shirt for their birthday? Everyone. For their next 6 birthdays. Luckily, your love of your RV also drove you to protect it with Progressive RV Insurance while wearing your new favorite shirt. Visit Progressive.com to cover the things you love. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Anyone need a shirt?
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
19 after the hour, DJV Show. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington lives in a weird world, and she's watching the Mondo Bizarro aspects of the world. And what have you found?
Well, I seem to have a knack for finding the weirdest little stories on the internet. And, you know, they're always from Russia. This one is actually from Florida today, though. And, you know, Necco Wafers is going out of business, probably. And so apparently there is a 23-year-old named Katie Samuels. She's in Florida. And she has reached out to the candy company, and she's offering to sell them or to give them her 2003 Honda Accord in order to get all of their stock of Necco candies. I don't know if that's a good trade. I don't know who wins and who loses there, but she's willing to give up the car for all the candy.
It's a 2003?
2003. I don't know how well it's running. There's no mention in the story of if the car still runs or not.
What's the blue book value on a 2003 Honda Accord?
Couple of grand at the most.
Yeah, not sure how much mileage it has on it, but who knows? Maybe someone at Necco could use a new a new old car.
What 23-year-old would rather give up her wheels
for Necco wafers?
What 23-year-old has ever even eaten?
She said it's her favorite candy. I don't know.
Really?
I got it for Halloween a few times. Definitely not my favorite.
21 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I watched it along with my children and enjoyed much of it. Sesame Place, inspired by Sesame Street theme park. It's now focusing on as an autism center, its first certified autism center. This is very interesting. Children who have autism have had a hard time at the regular parks. So this park, which is in Pennsylvania, offering special activities for children with special needs, along with services from staff members who have undergone training on autism sensitivity, opens for the season the end of the month. So if you have autism or some of your family, somebody you know who has autism, the park environment is very scary for the most part, pretty intense. You don't want to go to Disneyland with somebody who's got autism, that's for sure.
That's too much stimulation.
Oh, yeah, right, you go nuts. Sesame Park President Cindy Valeriano says that this is the place to go, and it sounds like it. It's a certified autism center. 80% of the staff required to complete specialized training, environmental communication, motor and social skill understandings, other areas to help meet the needs of children who have a problem with autism. The park offers resources like a sensory guide to help parents plan activities for their children, has two quiet rooms where children with sensory processing disorders can find calm and comfort. Sesame Place's designation comes about a year after Sesame Street introduced a new Muppet named Julia, who has autism as well. So, last week, I think, was World Autism Day, and that's why they announced this is going to be the way they run the place starting the end of April when it opens up.
Well, I'm so happy that they're finally doing something like this.
It also starts a conversation of why there's so much autism these days.
It should, yeah.
It's a subject for another time because it's very environmentally connected, frankly.
Yep.
26 past the hour. Now, as long as we're in a place where it's learning time, let's go to the first grade. And 1 7-year-old fan of Blake Shelton, her name is Marley. She opened her new school textbook, saw the name of Blake Shelton written inside. She was very excited to be holding the same book that he had used years ago. Her mother is Shelley Bryan Parker. She wasn't as thrilled. Her ire wasn't directed at Shelton, but instead at her estate's scarce funding for new school resources. Parker is a former high school math teacher, says the issue is so personal to her on a lot of different levels. So many educators in my family, she said, they don't get paid enough. People don't want their taxes raised, but we're dumbing down our education. That's a whole subject for a different time. I'd like to go off on that myself because of the priorities that we have in our country. Where are we spending our money? Let's build some more ships and bombs and stuff so we can blow people up instead of focusing on teaching people how to get along in schools. Anyway, this book shows Shelton's handwritten name in 1982 when he was about 6 years old. The superintendent did confirm Shelton attended this school when he was young. So Shelley wrote, quote, Marley is excited that her new reader belonged to Blake Shelton, but I'm embarrassed. I'm 40 and these people are my age.
Well, it's true. Your kid's got a 40-year-old book.
Yeah.
And how much, you know, technology and everything has advanced since then, and they're still using and learning the exact same things.
Yeah. Kinda so crazy. It's good and bad, this story, calling attention to the situation anyway. But it's kind of a cute thing connected to him. I'm surprised. He'll probably reach out and talk to her some way, shape, or form.
I was going to say, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a donation to the school coming from Blake Shelton.
Yeah, right. Yep. As for the protest, teachers are pushing lawmakers to pass a number of revenue-raising measures, including one that eliminates the income tax deduction for capital gains that would generate $120 million. No, we just have to get our priorities straight, frankly. We don't need more taxes. We need to get our priorities straight as to where the money's being spent. 28 past the hour.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass-knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485-horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Is Barack Obama out to stop President Trump? Now, Jerome Corsi's new bestseller, Killing the Deep State, reveals the insider story about Obama's closest allies in Washington. Killing the Deep State reveals the secret plan against President Trump. Newsmax says Killing the Deep State is the political book of the year. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. At bookstores everywhere, or get the free offer and save almost $30. Go online to killingthedeepstate.com. Killingthedeepstate.com. That's Killing the Deep State.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Now 34 after the hour on the DJB show. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. People in the news. Let's see. Where should we start? Politicians. You want to talk about politicians?
Interesting ones.
Interest is in the ears of the beholder. President Trump claiming the relationship that we have with Russia is at its worst level ever. Including the Cold War, back and forth, a lot of tweeting going on this week, warning Russia to get ready for missile strikes against Syria. Why would we tell them what we were going to do before we did it?
Well, and also, the funny thing is, there were his tweets from 2013, he did this. He criticized Obama for also warning Syria that we were going to strike, and he went on this whole tirade about how you shouldn't do this and that, and he's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So,
well,
hypocritical.
He's not thinking about what he did in 2013. Are you kidding?
It's
interesting that people would go back and find that stuff. I find that interesting, too.
Well, he was such a vocal opponent of Obama. Yeah. So people, it's not really, you know, people
that's
who
because Obama
him,
wasn't born in this country, Victoria. What's the matter with you?
I know. How did I forget that?
Oh, my God. All right. Trump also talking about the details, the meeting between him and Kim Jong-un, which is supposed to take place next month. American officials have been talking directly with the North Koreans to prepare for the meeting. And where is it going to be? Anybody know where this is going to be? It's not going to be in America, and isn't going to be in North Korea. So it'll be interesting to see where they get together.
China, maybe?
Maybe. I was thinking that, too. Mm. Here's former House Speaker John Boehner in the news. He has joined a company that produces marijuana. The board of directors of Marijuana Holding Corporation, Acreage Holdings, describes itself as one of the nation's largest multi-state actively managing cannabis corporations. Former U.S. Speaker of the House joined the board of advisors, be on the board of directors. This is all new, by the way, you know. The whole thing about cannabis and marijuana being used, legalized. You remember, was it last week, the week before, Mitch McConnell, who doesn't seem to be exactly the most progressive thinker in the world, actually, if somebody in his office must have woken up to the fact that there is a difference between hemp and marijuana, and a lot of times these characters in Washington and in other places, guys like Sessions who have their head up there, you know what, the idea of having all of this stuff treated the same is ridiculous. Hemp is a very productive, very positive force in medicine. It's used in clothing. I mean, we've gone through this 100 times. I'm going to go through it again. But anyway, so Boehner said his thinking on cannabis, quote, is like that of millions of other Americans. I have evolved as I've learned more about the issue. I wonder how he's done that. I decided to get involved. He's a big smoker and has been all of his life. So I wonder if he's just switched to smoking. Yeah, he said, I've gotten involved because of the struggles of our country's veterans and the opioid epidemic. This is good, actually, because using marijuana is an effectively proven way to deal with the opioid problem.
Mm-hmm.
And marijuana can help with these problems. Boehner explained that the feds should stop labeling cannabis as a Schedule I drug, lumping it in with heroin and cocaine. So what's going to happen here between him and Bill Weld, who is in this company as well? They'll get to the legislative process, and they'll get to the legislators. They're going to be lobbyists. That's why they're there. They will be
lobbying. Well, they also see, obviously, they see a huge
money.
Potential for profit.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. And that's big kind money. Of the interesting thing to me. I think this is a super interesting story. I think it's, you know, the right time for this to happen. What I'm just curious about now, and this is actually kind of stems, I saw Cynthia Nixon tweeted, and she was wondering, you know, now that all of these, you know, kind of rich white guys are getting on board with marijuana who were super opposed to it before, what happens to all the people who are in jail for minor marijuana crimes?
Exactly.
You know,
they shouldn't
is,
be in jail in the first place.
Well,
that's
yeah, they shouldn't be in jail in the first place. And now, you know, now we're all getting on board with legalizing it, and especially now that we can make some money off of it. So what's going to happen to the guys who, you know, we're not really doing anything except smoking it, and it was illegal, and now they're in jail for a super minor crime that they shouldn't be in jail for? You know, is someone going to make an effort to get those guys out, to get their sentences reduced?
Obama released a whole bunch of them on the lower level, but, you know, he faced a lot of criticism, and now everyone's, like you said, Karen, now everyone's... Have the tide is turning, and you've got John Boehner, of all people, you know, coming around going, well, my feelings have evolved on it. And
where's that song, One Toke Over the Line, Shipper and Brewley, if you find Brewer. Shipley and Brewer. Brewer? Yeah, Shipley and Brewer. See if you can find
that. I'm sure you can just sing it for
us. One toke over the line, sweet Jesus. One toke over the line.
Jesus is toking in this song?
Yep. Jesus is toking. Yep.
Talk about your radical comments, Doug. I don't know. You want to imply that Jesus was toking up.
Another politician, House Speaker Paul Ryan, says he's not going to seek re-election this year. He's got a big job. The story didn't say that, but I'm telling you, that's the reason. Somebody's offering him a big job. So he's been Speaker of the House for 3 years. Which Neanderthal is coming up underneath him? I'm not sure who is. Ryan, I think, is pretty progressive. I actually quite like Paul Ryan. Frank. A lot of people don't. My daughter and I get into a conversation about him, and it didn't go well.
I'm sure I'd side with Megan
on
that
one. Yeah, I'm sure you would, too.
I find him to just be so smarmy and just so transparent with his motivations. I don't know. Other people think he's some sort of, like, hero.
I don't think he's a hero. I just think he has a decent sort of streak to him. I don't find him to be... But listen, it all depends on how you cite things, how you look at things. The continuing focus, the trial of Bill Cosby for sexual assault. A Colorado woman says that in 1984, he assaulted her. She was the first one to take the stand at the beginning of the retrial this week. Heidi Thomas was 24 at the time, struggling actress. She described the encounter that started out innocently enough. Sip of wine at a private facility. That's supposed to be an acting lesson with Bill Cosby. Yeah, okay. He said, this is a prop. Sip on it.
Oh.
And you can use your imagination.
I think Janice Dickinson is going to take the stand too, right?
Yeah, I think she is. There are a number
of
these.
She'd been a vocal, she'd been a very vocal person since the beginning of this, and I think now she said that she'd be willing to take the stand to tell her story too.
So what I remember seeing also about this is that Gloria Allred has opted out of representing the women, or some of these women. Why was that? Anybody know?
No, I don't know.
She decided not to go down that road anymore. Anyway, there are a number of people who are in court this week to testify against him. He's 80 years old, and you all know he's been accused of drugging and molesting people for the past, 30, 40 years?
Mm.
And the names go on. This woman, Kelly Johnson, claims Cosby drugged her in the Bel Air Hotel in the 1990s. And the list goes on and on and on.
Did we know that, you remember in the beginning of the week, the woman who was protesting topless and she was arrested outside his courtroom?
Yeah,
remember that? We were talking about that?
Yes.
The Cosby trial? Did we know that, I just read this yesterday, that she actually was an actress on the show?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Because I thought it was a little weird. I was like, why is this one woman going to these lengths to protest him, and she's topless, and she knew she was going to get arrested. It was just, it felt weird to me, and now it makes a lot more sense. I think she also has a story when she was on set with him.
Maybe.
And so she was an extra or had, did one episode or something like that. But I thought that was kind of
interesting.
She's the one
that he forcibly kissed?
I don't know.
No, that was, he's paid, one of these people, he paid $3.5 million to keep her quiet. Sounds like something going on these days.
Jeez.
Same stuff. All right. Men never learn. 43 past the hour. Here's something that you need to learn. Those of you, and I'm not lecturing, I'm just saying, here's an opportunity for those of you who want a whiter, brighter smile. Very important. A lot of products are all over the place. Those whitening strips and toothpaste that supposedly is whiteners and has these little, those little teeny plastic things in them that itch and etch away at your teeth, the enamel on your teeth. You don't use that stuff, ruin your teeth. But you all want to look your best. Of course you know that, and this is an inexpensive way to do it. 800-208-1797. Tell the folks you heard about it here on the DJV program. Get 50% off the retail price of power swabs. 800-208-1797.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In today's automotive news at a press conference at their Detroit headquarters, Ford, who are currently the number two in hybrid sales, say that they will surpass Toyota to become the number one by 2021. Ford are expected to put hybrid powertrains in many of their future vehicles. In other significant news, Ford will also produce a GT500 Mustang and Explorer ST. They will have a four-door Mustang electric utility vehicle, and Lincoln will get six SUVs in total. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's now 13 before the hour. The World Health Organization demanding immediate unhindered access in Syria, where 500 people were affected by the chemical weapons attack, 70 dead. World Health Organization says that these people, the patients, presented to health facilities with the signs that were consistent with being exposed to toxic chemicals. The outrage continues. What do we do about it? Well, I'm going to tell you sooner or later, nothing. It's just unless we just bomb the places where the chemicals are being kept, or you get rid of Assad, this stuff is going to continue. These people have no conscience. None whatsoever.
Mm-mm. Nope.
So let me go back to Paul Ryan for a second and relay to you something that makes me very uncomfortable. You know, I don't like talking about politics much because it's pretty, even when I get into conversations, even though Victoria and I agree on some things and Jennifer and I agree on some things, I just don't like it. The reason I let Jennifer and Victoria go on when they get into these conversations is because they do a good job of presenting their points of view and I don't need to get involved. And because I don't like the anger. And the best place or the worst place, I guess depends on your point of view, the view has become awful. Watching Meghan McCain argue with Joy Behar, yesterday they were hooting around about Paul Ryan, and the anger that comes from these conversations is just very uncomfortable. Those of you who watch it, I wonder if you see or feel the same thing. Joy Behar used to be funny and amusing. She's so hard and so angry and so nasty. And Meghan, she brings out, and the show should bring out the best in everybody. Instead, it brings out the worst of the two of them. And so they were off on...
I always thought Meghan McCain, I don't watch that show, but I always thought Meghan McCain was a little more moderate, like in the middle.
She is. But Joy Behar loves to attack her, and it's very uncomfortable to watch, frankly. 10 before the hour here.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft.
I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Experience. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. It's Tech Talk time. I noticed something very important happening in the world of technology. I thought you might have a comment on this. There was a password audit done by Microsoft and Google, and someone sent this along to me suggesting that this person, when asked by Microsoft what her password was, she said, Mickey, Minnie, Pluto, Huey, Louie, Dewey, Donald, Goofy, Sacramento. So this woman asked her, you know, why do you have such a long password? She said she was told that it had to be at least 8 characters long and include one capital. So that's why.
Oh, man.
Okay. And other technology news. Hasbro is releasing a new Star Wars toy, backed by a $2.5 million Kickstarter campaign. Here's that story, and then we're going to talk about what Spotify is up to.
The Geek Out. Looks like we're getting the largest Star Wars replica to date. Hasbro received 5,500 backers and $2.7 million in a Kickstarter campaign for a massive recreation of Jabba the Hutt's barge from Return of the Jedi. Now, Hasbro first showed off a prototype of the barge at a toy fair earlier this year, and the demand was immediate and huge. The heavy on accurate detail toy arrives at 4 feet in length, and of course, any kit isn't complete without its related action figures, and those
those are here in 4-inch versions of Java and Yak Face. Hasbro is still accepting $500 pre-orders. We'll ship a 64-page companion book this spring, but the actual giant toy won't arrive to your door until Q1 of 2019.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect seater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. N62318.
My neighbors always ask me, hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
All right, so let's keep going on Tech Talk time. Victoria, it appears that Spotify and Hulu have been bundled together. Why, one might say, are they partnering?
Well, Spotify and Hulu are partnering up, and it's all to save the consumer money. So for $12.99 a month, this is a brand new promotion they're running. It gets you Spotify Premium, which has no ads, and it gets you the basic version of Hulu, which does have ads. And so initially, this deal was only available to current Spotify Premium customers who wanted to add Hulu, but now the companies are saying that there's a lot of interest, so they're expanding the program. So existing Spotify Premium customers can do a 3-month trial adding on Hulu for only 99 cents a month. That's a really, really good deal. And if you want to make the full switch, it'll be $12.99 a month for the bundle. If your Hulu service went inactive anytime in the last year, you can jump onto this deal as well for $12.99. And the bundle began as a student-only offer back in September, but now it's being rolled out nationally. And the main benefit is Spotify Premium costs $9.99 a month, and Hulu is $8 a month. So if you bundle them together, you save $5 a month, which doesn't sound like a lot. However, in the world of streaming services that we live in, everything adds up. You pay $13 for this and $12 for that. It all adds up. So saving $5 a month on a bundle is a really good deal.
Yeah. If your company suddenly says they are not using passwords anymore, there's a new wave of anti-hacking methods that has been presented. A lot of companies are ditching passwords using fingerprints and biometrics to stop hackers. I'm going to do that. I'm going to require Kara and Victoria to use the fingerprints now before they go on the air.
If Facebook and Cambridge Analytica has taught us anything, I don't know. I think at this point now, companies trying to enforce these fingerprint technologies, I think you're going to see a lot of employees pushing back. I don't want my data like that out there. Uh-huh. My fingerprints.
Well, that's the thing. You can't control. It's everywhere. I don't use my fingerprint on my phone. Do you?
No, I have facial recognition software on my phone.
You do?
Yeah.
So
that
somebody has to steal your face in order to use your
yes.
iPhone. All right. Well, that's good protection. So interesting.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.